If you have a copy of God's Word, the Bible, would you please take it and turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, and we're going to read the last section in the chapter, beginning at verse 46. Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. Jesus and his disciples were traveling, and so Mark tells us, and they came to Jericho. And as he, Jesus, was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Let's again bow together in prayer. Our Father, we give you thanks for what we have already heard here this afternoon. Your work in the hearts of these two young men, who it seems at one point had no thought of you, and yet you brought them to see their great need and to turn to Christ. Thank you for your saving grace. We rejoice in the power of the gospel. And to know what the Lord Jesus did in dying on the cross is still effective in rescuing people from hell and bringing them to heaven. Help us now, our God, as we spend this time in your word. We pray that by the ministry of your Holy Spirit, you would bring it to us with power. And may you receive the honor and the glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now this afternoon we have two candidates for baptism. You've already heard their testimony, Michael and Jordan. And it would be right to ask the question, why? Why are they being baptized this afternoon? Well, I can tell you for sure, it's not because they've come to the right age. It's not because parents and friends have pressured them and so they've caved and said, "All right, I'm going to be baptized." It's just as we've heard. They're being baptized because they have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the one thing that marks them. That's the one thing that makes them qualified to be baptized here this afternoon. God has opened their eyes. God has enabled them to see that they are sinners, as we've already heard, needing a Savior. And they've cried to the Lord Jesus, and they've experienced His grace in their lives. And so in a little while, as we observe the baptism, we are going to have a living, vivid picture of what God has done already in their hearts. And this will be a testimony of their desire to follow the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of their life. Now, many of you here this afternoon will be able to enter into their experience sympathetically. The stories that you have heard, there's a ringing similarity in your ears. Many of you will say, "Yeah, that was me. I remember when that happened to me," or "I remember when God opened my eyes and I was brought to Christ." And as a result, many of you will be able to remember the experience of your baptism. What it was like to go into those waters, to be put under the water as a testimony of what God has done. And so you'll be able to rejoice with them this afternoon. For others who are here, these things are going to be unfamiliar to you. You may wonder what it means to come to know Jesus Christ. Perhaps you've heard something about the gospel, but you don't really understand it. You don't know what it has to say to you. Well, this afternoon, I want to tell you what it means to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to show you from this incident in the ministry of Christ an illustration of a man who came to the Lord Jesus. And I pray that as you look at blind Bartimaeus, your response to his story will be, I need Jesus Christ too, and that you will come to know him for yourself. Now, as we look at this brief record from the ministry of the Lord Jesus, first of all, we consider blind Bartimaeus was desperate to be rid of his blindness. Blind Bartimaeus was desperate to be rid of his blindness. Now, we don't know much about this man, Bartimaeus, apart from the fact that he was blind, and because of that disability, he was reduced to being a beggar. I have to remember, these are in the days long before welfare. You know, no checks coming in from the government on a weekly basis. And if you didn't have family and friends to help you out, you were destitute. And Bartimaeus was somewhat like that. We don't know much about his family, but we know that he was a beggar. We don't know where he lived. Perhaps some kind friend had taken him in, if not a family member. But every morning they would get him up, help him to get dressed. Then he would put on his cloak that marked him as a beggar. And they would take him out to a road, probably a well-traveled road where there would be lots of people. And he would sit there all day long, begging for just a little bit of money, a little bit of kindness, a little bit of mercy. And then they would pick him up at night, take him home, get him into bed. The next morning, the same thing. The next day, a pitiful, pitiful existence. No hope for the future. But living in Israel, I think it's safe for us to assume that he had heard about the Lord Jesus Christ and his ministry. After all, the miracles that Christ performed and some of the things that he said became literally headline news for the people in that day, and word would spread quickly throughout the land what Jesus had done. So no doubt Bartimaeus had heard Jesus had raised people from the dead. Jesus had healed crippled people so they could walk again. And no doubt the most exciting thing for Bartimaeus, he had heard that Jesus had made blind people so they could see again. And so when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming to Jericho, his town, Mark tells us he just started to call out. Now, he couldn't see Jesus. He couldn't see the disciples. He couldn't see when they were going to pass by where he was sitting by the side of the road. But no doubt he would have heard as the crowd grew and perhaps the talk got louder and he thought, Jesus must be close. And so he just began to call out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The people around him discouraged him. After all, what did Jesus, this famous man in Israel, want to do with a blind man, a beggar? And so basically they're saying, be quiet, shut up, just be satisfied with being a blind beggar. But not Bartimaeus. He was desperate. He knew what it was like to go through life blind. He knew the shame of poverty, of having to beg for your living. And so he just kept calling out louder and louder and louder. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Hoping that at some point, as Jesus passed by, he would hear his cry. Now we ask this afternoon, what does that have to do with you or with me? His experience as a blind beggar is as different from our experience as night and day. Well, what we need to recognize is this. The blindness of Bartimaeus is an illustration of our spiritual condition apart from Christ. The miracles that Jesus performed were real physical miracles. Blind men had their sight restored. Lame men were enabled to walk. Dead men were made alive again. But those miracles were also intended to serve as illustrations of our spiritual condition and how Christ can help us. Here's the problem every one of us have. We are sinners who have rebelled against God. I don't have to know you personally. I don't have to know your lives. You don't have to know me personally. God says it in His Word. Every one of us, by nature, is a rebel against God. Just like we heard from Michael and Jordan, our hearts are ready to go our own way. We don't want to have anything to do with God. The Bible describes us as being blind. We cannot see our own true spiritual condition. We're deaf. We can't hear the sweet invitations of the gospel. Just this morning, as we heard from the Lord Jesus Christ, come to me, come to me. You could have been sitting here and, like water off a duck's back. Because naturally we're deaf. We can't hear those wonderful words from our Lord Jesus and what they ought to mean to us. We're lame. In ourselves we have no power, no strength to come to Christ. You could say in and of yourself, I want to be a Christian. I want to follow the Lord Jesus. And yet when you try and do it, you can't do it because we don't have strength to follow Christ. In essence, we are dead. In and of ourselves, we have no interest in God or in the things of Christ. We live for ourselves and we think that that will be sufficient. Now, we've looked at blind Bartimaeus. Think about yourself in terms of spiritual blindness. What does the Bible say to you about that? Well, it says we've got to come to grips with the fact that we are blind to our own sin. Already heard it this afternoon. We all have the tendency to think, I'm okay. I'm okay. You know, maybe I'm not perfect. You know, I'm just human. We all make mistakes. But I'm not that bad. If you think that about yourself, it's just another indication that you're blind. Because when God takes off the blinders and we see ourselves, it is an ugly, ugly picture. There is blackness within, darkness within. You think of the most horrid scene in this world that you can think of. And your heart without Christ is worse than that. When God takes the blinders off, it can be terrifying to see who you are. But not only does the Bible tell us we are blind to our own sins, the Bible also shows us that we are blind to the glory of Christ. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is the most incredible person you could ever meet or know. Now, we all have our favorites in life. We all have those people we like to be around. We enjoy being with them. And when it comes to a time we think, okay, I get to be with my friend on Friday night or whatever, we really look forward to that because there's a great relationship. The Lord Jesus Christ is the most wonderful person you could ever know. He's the Son of God who came from heaven and took upon himself flesh and blood so that he could become a real man just like us, except for sin. And as the God-man, oh, he's the most perfect, wonderful, glorious, incredible man that you could ever know. Read through the gospel accounts and read through the letters sent by the epistles to the churches. Those men who got to spend 3.5 years with Jesus. Those were the most glorious years as they walked up and down the roads of Israel together, as they stood or sat and listened to the Lord Jesus, as they watched him perform the miracles, as they saw his compassion and his kindness and his heart to save people who were drowning in their sins. We are natively blind to the glories of the Lord Jesus. But when God takes off the blinders, then we see that in Jesus, the glory of God is fully displayed. And when you've seen the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, you know that heaven and eternity is going to be the best experience you could ever hope for, because we're going to get to look at Jesus all the time. The person who is coming to Jesus Christ, like Bartimaeus, desperately wants to be delivered from his blindness. And if that's you this afternoon, if you recognize that blindness marks you, cry out to Jesus just like Bartimaeus did. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Just cry out to him. You can use the very same words. And he will hear you from heaven just as surely as he heard Bartimaeus on that road outside of Jericho. So Bartimaeus desperately wanted to be delivered from his blindness. Secondly, blind Bartimaeus was convinced that Jesus could deliver him. He was convinced that Jesus could deliver him. Now, he was a blind man physically, but by the grace of God, he had some important insight spiritually. Here he is sitting begging. He senses a large crowd. He inquires who it is, and they tell him, well, it's Jesus of Nazareth. Now remember, that title, Jesus of Nazareth, was not a complimentary, friendly title. It was a title of contempt and ridicule. Nazareth was like this little, tiny, podunk town out in the backside of nowhere that everybody despised. Jesus of Nazareth. Oh yeah, that guy who comes from that place nobody knows about, nobody wants to go to, that's who's coming along. It's the attitude that was being echoed by many of the religious leaders. But that's not what blind Bartimaeus called him. He didn't hear Jesus of Nazareth is coming. Jesus of Nazareth. No, it was Jesus, Son of David. And though those words, that title for the Jewish people in those days meant, this is God's promised Messiah. Bartimaeus was believing this was the fulfillment of what God had promised in the Old Testament scriptures, that he would send a Savior, that he would be a physical descendant of King David. And that when this Savior came, he would deliver his people from their sins and perform awesome miracles to prove who he was. Now, Bartimaeus had never met Jesus before, never witnessed any of the miracles, never heard him teach, but he must have heard the reports. Things that so impressed his heart, he concluded, this must be God's promised Savior. He can heal me. He was convinced that Jesus could deliver him. And when he finally met Christ, and the Lord Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see. Lord, I want to see. I believe that you can do that. Now, just like Bartimaeus, the man, the woman, the young person, the child who comes to Christ must be convinced that the Lord Jesus can deliver them from their sin. That's the reason why Jesus came. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. That's why he was coming. That's how we understand the cross. A lot of people look at the cross and think about the Lord Jesus dying there and they think, oh, too bad. You know, he was such a nice person, a nice man. He did so many good things, and too bad they got hold of him. Too bad they killed him. It's not too bad at all. It was the plan of God. God sent him to do that very thing. He gave himself into the hands of his enemies so that he would be put on trial and accused and then treated abominably. He let them do that to him. He let them take him to that cruel cross and nail his hands through the woods and hang there between heaven and earth, because he had come to save his people. And the only way he could save his people was to take their place, to pay their debt of sin, and to satisfy the righteous anger of God that stood against us. If you want to come to Jesus Christ, you must be convinced that he can deliver you from your sin. And I would just urge you this afternoon, come to the Lord Jesus and experience the realities of the gospel. Here these two young men have stood before you this morning and they've told you what Christ has done for them. That can be your testimony too if you will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will be convinced like Bartimaeus that he's all that you need. One more brief point. Thirdly, blind Bartimaeus was encouraged in his seeking by Christ himself. Blind Bartimaeus was encouraged in his seeking by Christ himself. Now, we've already mentioned how the people, the crowds around Bartimaeus is kind of like, shut up, he doesn't have time for a blind beggar, just sort of get back there and let the procession go by. If you want to become a Christian, there are many people who will try and discourage you too. Like Jordan said, people will come to you, young men, and they'll say, being a Christian, that's for sissies. Or that's for women. That's a feminine thing to do. Here we have two young men this afternoon. Strapping young men. You know them, and they're willing to stand in front of you this afternoon and say they're prepared to live for Jesus Christ completely. Amen. Amen. Oh, that more would come and say the same thing. That more would cry out to God for courage to say, I want to follow Jesus Christ. And I don't care what the world says. I don't care what my friends say or family. I'm going to give myself to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, people will try and discourage you. But let me tell you this. Christ himself will encourage you. He's crying out. The crowds are telling him, you know, just be quiet, get back there. He doesn't have time for you. But then finally, this word comes. Be of good cheer. Rise. He's calling you. Can you imagine what that would have meant to Bartimaeus? You know, he's hoping against hope that in the midst of the crowd, Jesus will hear his voice. And everybody's discouraging him. And then all of a sudden, Bartimaeus Not, this is your lucky day. That would be bad theology. But Bartimaeus, you ought to be a happy man. Jesus Christ is calling you. Get up. Come to Him. And then, of course, the miracle takes place. And can you imagine the Lord Jesus, however He did it, standing before Bartimaeus, whether He said something or laid His hands on his eyes, opens his eyes, and the first thing he sees is the Lord Jesus Christ. Be of good cheer. He's calling you. How amazing that Christ would be interested in a blind beggar and that He would call him. Well, the message of the gospel this afternoon ought to be equally encouraging to everyone here. Because if you are here and you don't know the Savior, Jesus Christ is calling you this afternoon. Jesus Christ is calling you through the gospel this afternoon. He's saying to you, just like to Bartimaeus, you ought to be happy. I'm calling you. I'm asking you to come to me. I'm willing to forgive you all of your sins. I'll do much more for you than I did for Bartimaeus. I just restored his physical sight. I'll rescue you from hell. I'll deliver you from your sins. I'll give you the gift of eternal life. When you leave this world, you'll come to be in heaven with me forever and ever and ever. It will be the most glorious thing you have ever known. Jesus Christ is calling you this afternoon. If it was appropriate and I had a list that was correct of everyone here this afternoon who's not a Christian, I would read out your name and say, Jesus Christ is calling you. Please, if you don't know the Savior, let me tell you, He is calling you. He's inviting you to come. What will you say to Jesus this afternoon? He can deliver you. Come and experience the Lord Jesus Christ this afternoon. He will be glad to save you. He will be glad to deliver you from all your sins. And then maybe you'll be up here and in the tank, ready to tell everyone, Jesus Christ is now my Lord and Savior. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You that the Lord Jesus is present by His Spirit whenever the gospel is preached to call sinners to Himself. Please, our God, open deaf ears, open blind eyes, raise from the dead, give new hearts. Lord, these things are Your gracious work, and we pray that You would claim people for Yourself this afternoon and get glory to Your name and show that You are the God who saves. We ask these things in our Savior's name. Amen.